Peter exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." St. Peter, being the loving shepherd that he was, he warned his people to be alert, because the devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And I can ask you, when was the last time you heard a homily on the fact that the devil is very much real, and he very much seeks the destruction of souls, and he very much seeks the destruction of your soul and my soul? I think these are truths we need to return to and really make our own again, because we're not doing anyone any favors by pretending like the devil doesn't exist, or that maybe if I don't think about him or talk about him, maybe the devil will just sort of leave me alone. No, the devil's very happy to try to trick you and take your soul into hell with his forever. Do we want good shepherds? And I think we do want good shepherds, because we need good shepherds in order to guide us to heaven. And if it's the case that we want good shepherds, then really we need to do three things. The first thing that we need to do is to lead lives that are worthy of having a good shepherd. That's number one, because our Lord says in the book of Jeremiah, "Repent and return to me, and I will give you good shepherds." If we repent and turn to the Lord, he'll send us good shepherds. He will. The second thing we should do is pray for your shepherds. You know, we need it. St. John Eudes says, "The devil seeks above all to trap priests and bishops, because he knows that if he can get a priest, if he can get a bishop, he can lead a whole slew of people behind them into eternal perdition." Pray for us shepherds. We need it. And third and finally, to praying for vocations. Pray for good men. Pray for good and godly men. Men who love God and who seek to please him and to please him alone. Pray that God raises men like that up to be priests and bishops, because those are the men that we need.